cold start with the homie Mikey B.
Oh, excited. It's sweatshirt weather here in the Chicagoland area. So
yeah, the concert boys are back with the sweater weather. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off there. I thought you were done. My bad, dude. My bad.
No, you added a good tag to it, so it's good.
So the concert boys are back. You know, brand new app, brand new week. You know the motherfucking vibes. Let's talk video games, my friend. Do you want to let us know what you've been playing recently?
Certainly. I've been diving back into Hades, which is, if you listen to, I don't know, episode... I don't know, let's say 40-something. From 40-something in the mid-40s to 40, we had, you know, a good stretch where all I talked about was Hades. So I dive back into it. It happened... I was spurred by this because a couple weeks ago... on IGN, they had a speed run of Hades. So it was this dude who was able to beat Hades in 7 minutes. And that was his bad time. That was some of his bad time. If he got over 7 minutes, so he made a couple runs and he was beating Hades in 7 minutes. I was like, that's very impressive.
Was it the whole thing or just to beat
the whole
Hades
game?
Once?
The whole game. Oh, Hades once. Not like the 10 times, but like they get from like, yeah, but it's still impressive. Seven minutes. They get from like the first boss all the way till, you know, do you defeat Hades?
Yeah, Jesus.
But what was really, I was watching, you know, I was getting to see how fast it was going, but really what was interesting is when I was playing the game, I was super focused on, like, upping my health. Like, that's all I cared about. I was like, I wanted to be as healthy and, you know, have as much, you know, energy bar as possible. But when he was doing it, he was, like, his hit combos were, like, extremely high. And I was like, that got me thinking, like, there's obviously as many ways you can play any video game. This before is like his hit combos were like extremely high, where I never like knew he could get like a hit combo that high. So that got me spurred on to saying, let me get back in this game and start playing this game a little bit differently than before. Now that I've, you know, put in, you know, 40 plus hours into this game, I could probably play this game a little bit differently instead of playing kind of the more cautious, save my health, please don't hit me, let me, you know, stay in the corner where, you know, all so I don't, you know, take too much damage and play a little bit more different and try to find
brute strength.
I'm gonna try to find like more like different boons that maybe, you know, up my attack ability, up my speed a little bit more. So I'm trying to play it a little bit differently. So I dive back into the game from scratch with, you know, starting from the bottom, now we're here style. So I'm starting from the bottom and I'm working my way up. I played a couple runs, about three runs, and my third run I got to the first boss. And I'll probably continue to play a little bit more to see just, you know, how the game evolves and feels differently now that I'm starting from scratch again and you know, I have to work my way back up. I'm seeing, you know, what different tacks I might take now that I've obviously played the game, beat the game, saw the final end credits, finally finished the whole story of the saga of Hades. I wanna see how I'll play it now that I have all that knowledge base. So that's what I've been playing. Nice, that's dude. About it. I've been playing, really. So how about yourself, Josh?
I finally changed it up. I'm not gonna really talk about Call of Duty, but I played Second Extinction. So right now that game's on the Game Pass, and it's like the game preview mode, like how they're doing it for Grounded. So you're expected to like run into hiccups just because they're trying to figure the game out or whatever. But I finally picked that up. Finally got it going. The game's fucking wild, man. Like, I thought it was going to be something like kind of like zombies style where like you're just a bunch of hordes of dinosaurs and you just got to survive or whatever. But like you actually have to do missions and gain XP to unload like unlock new guns and all that sort of stuff and like perks and whatnot. So but it's hard, man, if you do it by yourself. Like the problem is like I think what was happening was like I think there's like global events going on in the game. But that affects the whole map, even in, like, your campaign. So if, let's say, you have four quadrants in a map, right? And let's say the north part of the map this week is, like, a high target area or, like, a high, like, dinosaur range. Or it's got, like, there's a certain word for it, but I don't remember it. But, like, the rate of dinosaurs that appear there are, like, insane. It's extreme. So my missions were all going into those areas. So I would go in. And I would just get smoked by dinosaurs everywhere, dude. And it's like, how are there like six different forms of raptors? You know what I mean? So I was playing that, and then I got one of my buddies to start playing it too. And it's a way better game co-op. 100%. Solo, it's possible to, you know, have a good time too, but like, it's just, it works well with multiplayer. So finally got a couple rounds into that. Killed a couple T-Rexes. That shit was tight. Can finally write that off my checklist of like things to do in video games is to kill a T-Rex. And yeah, gave that a good couple, you know, gave it a solid couple hours playing that game, and would love to get back. But like I said, like, it's very into multiplayer, so I don't want to play it alone anymore just because, like, the co-op aspect to it, you can just do so much. So that's about it, man. I haven't really been playing that much, dude. Just waiting to see what comes out next. I think I'm going to dive into Pokemon whenever that comes out, which I don't think that drops in the next week or two, but, you know.
The Diamond and Sapphire remix thing?
Yeah, that's where I stopped. So I got to pick up the pieces, so. So we'll see what happens when that comes out. So we've been absent, I guess. Another way to say that, we haven't been around for a little bit. but we'll try to catch up on some news. I know some news is not going to be relevant, so we're just going to pass on it. And if you want to look it up, just look it up. But we're going to talk about some of the things that we have seen recently. Mm-hmm. And Mikey B, you want to take it away?
Certainly. For me, the biggest news of the week is a rumor that seems very likely. This has been confirmed by Eurogamer, which is a pretty big European gaming site, that the Nintendo Switch online service is going to add some new games to its service. They are going to add Game Boy Color and Game Boy Color games to the service. It should be happening in September, because that has been the last couple of years, that has kind of been the MO, that September is when they like to update the Switch online service, because that's when it kind of, that's when it originally launched. So that's when a whole bunch of people signed up. So for it to keep you still signed up and excited about, keep you excited about having that service, they like to drop something special for you. And this year is going to be Game Boy and Game Boy Color games. I guess a couple things. Do you have any experience playing the Game Boy Color? And are there any games that you would be super excited about to have on the Switch service day one? Would you be like, oh yeah, I'm definitely going to sign up for this?
First question, yes, I have experience with the Game Boys. Mm-hmm. Loved the Game Boys. But am I excited for this? It's a good thing. I love what they're doing, but I'm not really hyped for it. Now that like I'm really thinking about it, dude, like, there's shit graphics. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. They're like NES graphics. You're right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're playing it on the Switch, and it's like, I would rather take one remake than like a library of like those games. Mm-hmm. I was gonna get a little vulgar with it, but
I hear
you. Yeah, man. Like, it sounds fun for like a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to play, you know, Pokemon. If they put Pokemon in there, like, I don't know if we were talking about it, but like, if they put Pokemon in there, like, what's another example? Like a Zelda game, like
Super Mario Land, Wario World, Kirby Dream Land, Mega Man 5, Donkey Kong Land.
Yeah. And like, that stuff seems cool and all, but like, it just doesn't, I feel like I would play like a level or two and then I'd just be over it. You know what I mean? Like, it just, I wish it was a 64. Like, yes, we all wish it was, but like, it's a cool thought.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like one of those like old, like those memes where you see like the new generation looking at the shit we grew up with and like, what the fuck is this? Or like when someone says like, what's MapQuest? You know what I mean? Like, this is what it kind of feels like to me. Like, I'm being that person that like, what's a Game Boy? You know what I mean? Like, it's, I could live with or without it, honestly. Mm-hmm. So what about you? Are you going to partake in this Game Boy Advance Switch update?
I'm kind of in the same boat with you. Like, I have no experience with a Game Boy or Game Boy Color. I never owned a Game Boy Color or Game Boy or even a Game Boy Advance. That this wasn't my thing growing up. And then I'm looking at this kind of like mock-up of potential games. And I kind of feel like I'm in the same boat as you, where like, I might give a try, like Metroid Prime 2 Return of Samus is supposed to be a really kind of fun, important game, and that seems something I might want to play just to dive in for, like you said, a couple levels, just to get myself kind of familiar with Metroid again, due to the fact that they're dropping Metroid Dread in October. But like, beyond that, it feels like it's, like you said, like a couple day thing. You test out a couple of games and it's done. Even with Nintendo and Super Nintendo, the only game of all the great games we could talk about that we have so much nostalgia for, all the Super Marios, the Zeldas, Kirby, all the games we like, the only game I really devoted any significant time to was the first Mario Kart. And even that was probably like a couple hours.
Yeah.
And everything else was like, I played Super Mario 2 for a bit. I played, Mario 3 for a bit, Mario 2, all the games we're talking about for a bit, like a night. And I was like, all right, that was kind of fun. I remember this game. We're like, oh, this game is not as good as I remember. Man, this game looks a little rough around the edges.
Yeah, dude.
A lot of ladies, man, these games don't look as good as I remember when I was a kid. But like you said, I feel like they have to at least get us to the 64. They have to get to like more modern consoles before I get like back to having that level of excitement again.
Yeah, man, there's just something about it that's like I low key wish they wouldn't do this. Like, just like leave it alone, man. Like, I get that what they're not, I don't know if they're trying to like hit that nostalgia factor, but like, and we don't, we just, we've gone too far, man. You know what I mean? That's like if someone said like, "Hey, let's re-release Pong." Like, what are the chances you're gonna play it? You know what I mean? Like, there's just I wish they would just leave it alone. And for some reason, unless there's a bigger picture to this, to where like it makes sense that all the collections are online. Like, if that's the thing, then fine, so be it, whatever. But like, this, I'm not gonna jump in and play Wario World. Like, I played Wario World when I was a kid too, and like that was cool as a kid because I didn't have like anything better. But we fucking have the new Xboxes and fucking the Switch, and it's like you could get something else, definitely. Like another, you could get probably a different indie game, and have probably a better time and play it more often than that. So.
I agree with you. If I could get like a game that's homage to Wario World or Sonic or Mario, Donkey Kong, that you would have a better time playing.
Yeah, like what's the one that we recently talked about? It's like a paying homage to Donkey Kong Country.
Oh, that was the game I copped. What was it called?
So, is there something with the fox?
Yes, there's a fox as the mascot. I can't remember the game at all, but yes.
Yeah, well, but I'm not even gonna remember either, and like.
But I know what you're talking about because we saw that. We mentioned, oh, this game reminds me of Donkey Kong. Yes, but I mean, I can't remember the name at all.
I don't know why the word Raya comes into my mind. Like, is that the Disney movie with the dragon, I think?
That isn't a Disney movie.
Never mind, that's not probably it. But like, exactly, it's like one of those things. I'd rather find an indie game where I'd pay out of pocket to relive that in a better fashion. Kind
Or
of like what?
honestly,
No, go ahead.
no, I think kind of like with the biggest game announced this week was Sonic Colors, which is a game that's 10 years old that they're selling for $40 with some better graphics, better sound. They have a new like a race mode where you race Metal Sonic in time trial kind of events, like who like in time trial levels, see if you're faster than Metal Sonic. And that just seems like a better purchase because it's like, okay, we're taking a game that came out on, I believe, the Switch. And then we're updating the graphics, updating a little bit of the controllers, adding some modern features to it to make it a little bit more playable, and we're selling it for $40 instead of $60. Something like that is more appealing than
Yeah, like
what we've been talking about.
that Bowser Fury Super Mario thing. Like, you're pretty much remaking the games, and it's like they're way better. I'm like, yeah, I'd rather do that. I'd rather pay the $50 for that than a good stepping stone to where we're at version of Sonic. You know what I mean? So it's like, all right, I can appreciate the games for sure because like I did spend a lot of time playing that. So I. It got me to be where I'm at now, I guess, gaming wise, just to kind of stay focused on games. But like, I'm not about to jump in 60 hours on fucking, Mega Man 5. So, Other news, you kind of touched on a little bit, new Sonic. That sounds dope. Dude, after watching that trailer, man, like I'm craving a Dreamcast, man.
I believe GameStop sells a Dreamcast.
I know, but last time I got a nostalgia thing from Dreamcast, they fucked my shit up. So,
What happened?
I ordered a Crash Bandicoot game, and it was like $20, and it showed up cracked. And I was like, you guys are assholes. And they wouldn't do anything about it. I was like, you guys are so annoying. But then again, what do I expect from GameStop? You know what I mean? I'm like, well, I got a better chance of trying to find a Dreamcast at a half-price books or some shit, you know? So I was pretty pissed. I was like, and then this is like, has nothing to do with any of it, but like I contacted like customer support. They're like, let me see the receipt, but check your order and all that stuff. And like by the time all that kind of got through, like I think they have like a really short warranty or some shit, but I don't know, man, it was just not worth it. But yeah, so I saw the trailer and I got, you know, Dreamcast vibes, and I wish there was a Dreamcast. Well, there's probably an emulator out there first and foremost, but like I want to play those games, man. Like I have not stopped thinking about Crazy Taxi and Simpsons Hit and Run. I have like I need to fulfill that kind of like delivery boy game. Like it just, there's something about like those games that I really like, and I've just been missing it. And this, it kind of came into mind because like I went to the movies today and I thought about it today too. I was like, damn, how come I don't stop at the arcades as much as I did when I was a kid? You know what I mean? Like I would love to like fire up a quick, you know, 50 cents or what are they now, like $1.50 or some shit, to play like a quick session of like Crazy Taxi or like, you know, Time Crisis. Let me get a quick session, you know, before the movie starts. Like I would be a dream come true. So I was thinking about all that today, and I really wish I can get my hands on it, man. Anything is possible, yes, for sure, but like I need it now. So it's just, that's a little like off topic thing, and like this is something that I've been really thinking about, man. And I think that might be like my next pursue into the next gaming thing. So,
is buying a Dreamcast and getting, you know, copying some retro games for it,
dude. And that kind of ties into the other, to the, not the, that I'm gonna get this and it's gonna be half-assed like the, you know, a Game Boy game, but like I have a little bit of hesitation because I feel like it's gonna suck, and it's not gonna be as fun as I'm playing it up to be right now. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to get a Dreamcast. Let's ballpark it, man. Like, 180, the Dreamcast, like, $100. And for some reason, someone's selling Crazy Taxi for $80. Let's leave it at that. Like, just pretend. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to pay $180 for all that to be like, wow, this game fucking sucks. And I'm like, ah. And then it's just like, it's very disappointing. So the gambles of jumping into the nostalgia, you know what I mean?
Yeah, very much so, because currently on Amazon, a renewed Dreamcast is $210.
I wasn't even close to that. That was the whole price, the whole budget I put aside for this hypothetical, dude.
But so, if you get it through GameStop, it's only $75, where they sold out.
GameStop, you're on my
GameStop
iffy lift.
GameStop, it was $75 on GameStop.
How much is Crazy Taxi on there?
You know there's like there's Crazy Taxi on the phone, right?
Yeah, but I want the controller.
Fair enough. Fair point. And there's a Crazy Taxi too.
So just like
Crazy Taxi, the original one, oh, on eBay it kind of flows between, you know, $8 and $30.
That's not bad. I got nervous when you said floats. I'm like, it's gonna be like $100 to like $200.
No, I'm looking at it. Yeah, I'm seeing on like on various eBays and other services like that, I'm seeing between $7 and $30. Around there. So not too bad. Not too shabby.
Let's bring it back around
to the modern times.
Yeah, let's get into, you know, faster processing.
So yeah, the also big news is gameplay for the next Marvel game called Marvel Midnight Sun. So if we saw some gameplay of that, it looks like we're getting a mix of kind of a tactical XCOM Mario Rabbids, and then we're getting some card battle. So think of any card battle game, because I can't think of a single card battle game currently. So you're getting a mix of that with some RPG elements. You're like, you're talking to people, you're trying to build relationships, you know, is he a friend, is he a foe, so on and so forth. There's aspects of the game, the tactical kind of, you know, XCOM rabbit style, like strategy, plan my move, I only could go this far, you know, I only could go this far, I only could, you know, I have limited resources. That seems fun. I'm down for that. Being in this kind of new Marvel universe, which I know nothing about, seems cool. Being able to play as all these Marvel characters is awesome. That's cool. I kind of like that. So those aspects I like. The card battle aspect, I guess I'm iffy on, because I never really played a card battle game, so I'm not sure if that's going to enhance the experience or something I'm not going to like. So overall, I'm still intrigued by it, just because of the story. I'm not like familiar with it at all. This Midnight Sun, what it is like, what is this? What's this like? What's this universe all about?
Mm-hmm. I had to chuckle at this, because I was like, could you imagine playing, dude? And then let's just say, the fucking Red Skull, you know, put a draw two down. You know what I mean?
Like, and like you're just like,
oh, fuck.
Like we're playing Uno. Yeah, that'd be, yeah. That's the boss battle. You play Uno against Red Skull.
The Red Skull used to draw four, dude.
I was like, man, good play. Good play, Red Skull. You're ruthless.
Oh, man. So I guess the Midnight Suns is actually, there's a storyline for that in the comic book universe, which... I would love to take a synopsis, like get a quick little summary. So that's interesting that we're getting introduced to like a new team sort of thing. I wish they had new characters, because I don't want to say that like I'm over the Avengers, but like I don't want to really see Captain Marvel anymore. The X-Men are kind of getting played out right now, video game wise. So it's like, let's get some fresh faces in here, which was nice to see Blade in there too.
Yeah,
I like all the tactical stuff to it, because obviously I'm a sucker for that and waiting for that new Rabbids game. So I would love to see how this turns out. More gameplay would be cool, because I think the trailer had like literally a second of like a character moving on the board. And I was like, oh, that's cool, bro. Like, that's all you got.
That is true. It's very limited.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's a gameplay footage in here. And it's like a 2-minute trailer with like a second of like gameplay. And it's like... it's the biggest scam. But yeah, I wonder how this is going to play out. Like the whole card thing seemed very Strikeforce to me, where it's like you just got to collect cards and upgrade yourself and things of that nature. So, but I don't want like the game to kind of rely on that. You know what I mean? Like I don't want it to be like you can't beat the ex-bad guy because you don't have enough like, you know, water resource cards or any of that bullshit. So... I hope it's just like for more for perks versus anything with the story. So, but it also looked like it was using that like free range RPG style or tactical style, like gameplay we saw with Rabbids too, where it's not locked into three spaces exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're in the general area and, you know, use the environment to your advantage. So, would love to see more gameplay of this, and I'm still hurt, man. Honestly, man, like the Avengers really hurt me, bro. And I'm very hesitant to jump into any other games Marvel is involved with. So, which I think my first step back into Marvel games is going to be this Guardians game, but it's the same company that fucked the other game up. So we'll see how that goes. I'm probably going to give that one like a week before I actually try it. So
Yeah, make sure like the reviews are good. See some actually gameplay footage beyond a few frames.
Yeah, dude. So
this would be a great call if this was a Game Pass game.
Oh, for sure. What do you think it's dropping on? It looks like a. This is kind of. I don't want it to sound salty, but this looks like a Switch game.
It did not look good sometimes in the. In some of the cutscenes were like they were talking, you have dialogue options. I'm looking at it, I'm like, this looks like like you said, it did not look fresh. It looked like like you said, like a PS3 game.
Yeah. So they had Ultimate Alliance, the last Marvel game on there too. So, I mean, it's not too bad. So hopefully they kind of polish it up a little bit. And 2K. I hope they don't really go super 2K with it and try to make it as like realistic as possible, like the basketball games and shit. Mm-hmm. So it kind of gives like a little more of like the cartoon hero aspect of it too. So we'll see, but I'm interested. So, but also too, like I'm more interested in the comic side of it, 'cause I wonder what the story's like.
Yeah, that's like, true. I'm not familiar with this at all.
Yeah. 'Cause I looked it up too. 'Cause like this one says, Midnight Suns, like the Phoenix Suns.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the comic book is Midnight Suns, S-O-N, like kids.
Got it.
So who knows? Maybe not even going to throw that into the universe because I've been saying it like every week. So we'll just wait on it.
We'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, man. You got any other news, Mikey B?
That was the news for the week.
Yeah, there wasn't anything else that really kind of stood out. Like we're all just kind of, we talked off mic that we're just patiently waiting for Metroid. Sonic dropped. That's about it. I think Halo got a little bit of news, but I don't remember off the top of my head, so we're not going to drag this one out.
Yeah, it must have not been important.
Yeah, true. It's like IGN's Instagram post only goes so far. That's a good spot to wrap it up.
I agree.
I've been joined with the homie Mikey B.
It's been fun.
Console Boys are out. See ya. Peace. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Console Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Console Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Console Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Console Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related episode-wise, go to gamingconsolepod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.